Okay, today we're talking about prayer for wisdom. I don't know about you, but if I were to kind of categorize the amount of times that I pray and what I pray for, a lot of times it's wisdom. I don't walk into meetings, especially big things, without some level of prayer. And I'm not even just doing it outside, like verbally, that people can hear me. Sometimes it's just inside. Why? Because it's a habit. So what is, you know, I want to have this habit of prayer. I'm not positioning myself like I'm the best prayer in the world, but I am telling you there is power in accessing prayer. God is not, the scripture tells, okay, he is supernatural. Okay. It's a supernatural thing. It's a spiritual thing. We are spirit. We are part of us. We have a spiritual piece of us that needs to be connected to a source. You know, before I came here today, I charged up my iPad because it was down to almost zero. Why? Well, I can't just make it happen. I have to plug it into a source, a power source that's available to me. Guess what? I don't know what you think. What would our lives look like if we didn't have power? We wouldn't be able to exist. It's the same thing with God. Are you potentially missing out on help for your life, or wisdom for your life, or encouragement for your life, or direction for your life, or part of your mission, because you're not connecting on God on a regular basis? And so it is good to ask God for help when we're looking for wisdom, and that's what we're talking about today. But I'm talking about a bigger issue of developing this conversation with God, that you and I, you know, pray without ceasing. This is the will of God. That's in the scriptures. I would encourage you to develop this habit that just talks to God. Now, what is wisdom? Well, let me put it this way. The scriptures talk about knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. And there's a really simple example. I hope you never forget this. You know, knowledge is knowing, hey, I know tomatoes exist. I know kind of what they taste like. And it's also a fruit. That's knowledge. You know, we think about understanding is that I could take tomatoes and I could make ketchup out of it. So that's an understanding. But wisdom says that, yeah, ketchup is great, but it doesn't go on spaghetti. So when you're thinking about the scriptures and how it talks about operating in our life, wisdom is the thing that takes what's existing and puts it together. And you and I, when it comes to needing wisdom, usually it's one of these big decisions. Here's one of the, I want to encourage you, do not be afraid to fail. All of us have the susceptibility. We're all going to succeed and fail at things at one time or another. But you can't live your life that way. God loves you. He's for you. Some of you right now have decisions. They're big decisions. But how do you get wisdom? You ask God, and you also have some people around you that you trust, that love you and care about you. I'm not talking about a survey on Instagram or Facebook. That's not a good plan. And I'm not just talking about hope is just a plan. Hope is not a strategy. However, there is a place where you take it to the Lord. You look, is this the timing in my life? Does it seem to make sense from where my heart's pulling me to? And if you're stepping out of the boat, that's going to be a faith walk, right? And then what are some of the trusted voices around me saying? I'm not saying everybody, but have some level of information that can help you make the most and the best decision you need to make. Wisdom, every single problem you and I face, there is an answer for. And so what I'm talking about is asking God. So how does God work? He works through people, works through his word, works through principles that we know and we can trust, but he also does speak to us. In your prayer time, I want you to take time to not just ask, but also just sit with the notes. You know, if you sense something or you're feeling something, write it down. Because God does have something to say. There's a reason why you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. And God does have things to say to us, but he speaks in many different ways. So be open to God and don't be afraid to fail. You know, you can't learn without failing, but you could fail without learning. Even if things don't work out, we're going to talk about this later, God has a funny way of working all things together for good to those that, what? Love God and have a, are called according to a purpose. So I know I love God. I know many of you love God too. And I know God's purpose is on you. He has a way of working these things out. Now, God is a funny way of putting these things together. So pray for wisdom. Have that circle around you that can provide you with what you need to succeed. And just put the rest and trust in God. You have to be somebody, though, that makes decisions and is decisive. You can't stay on the sideline forever. If you've got some of these check marks, it's time to go. It's time to move. It's time to step out, and you will figure it out, and God will help you. All right, I'm so glad you have you here today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.